Yeah, I'd like to reconvene our meetings as a Taney County Commission and note that we're a bit late getting started this morning. We've had some technical difficulties with the microphone internet process system. As I make up these words, Jim, just feel free to comment about them.
They were wonderful.
I noticed that the first thing we have is administrative and departmental functions, and we have Nikki with us. Nikki, would you like to kick us off?
I'm here to talk to you gentlemen about the Wellness Advisory Committee appointments.
Okay.
We've received three applications. We have three openings. I recommend that we appoint Susie Braden, Renee Bruska, and Patsy Alexander.
Motion.
Second.
So moved.
I'll second the motion to appoint those three. What are the length of terms? What are we, the 1 year?
Mm-hmm.
1 year terms, okay?
Yes.
Give me the names again one more time. Susie Braden,
mm-hmm.
Renee Bruska,
uh-huh.
and Patsy Alexander?
Correct.
Motion's been made and seconded to appoint Susie Braden, Renee Bruska, and Patsy Alexander to the Wellness Advisory Committee. Discussion, gentlemen? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay.
Nay.
Motion carried.
I have Linda here.
You can't vote both ways, Commissioner.
I have Linda here to discuss our access door downstairs in the Wellness Center.
I'm not familiar, and I'm sorry, I will get down there, but what do you mean by access door?
There's an access door in between the computer department and the fire exit on the Wellness Center. It's a metal door that you can scan your card, your employee ID card, and it will give you access into the door that leads to the wellness facility.
Oh, okay, I see. I'm sorry.
The door was bent, therefore it was binding the lock. We've had some issues with the door not locking or to where it was locking people in. Phil from maintenance has managed to work with the door, and it is working now. He has told me that we can try this for now, and he will keep us posted on how the door is. But eventually, we could need a strike, a door plate, and possibly even a new door since the door is bent.
So are you asking for any of that today, or what do you use more information?
Just information.
Well, let me follow up then. Is maintenance going to correct this as soon as we give them the go-ahead, or are they just going to?
They would. If
we want to purchase
it. If we want to, that's correct.
Well, my question is, do we want to buy a new strike and all that, and if the door is still crooked, do we just need to buy a new door?
Yes.
We need a new door. Is that what this ultimately is?
Is there doors available from where we've taken down doors?
That's
before?
How we got this particular door. So we have worked repeatedly with this door maintenance has to correct the problem. And from what I understand, it's only going to get worse as the weather gets warmer. Something about the sun coming through the cracks, it's warping.
Any more problems with it, and I'm going to make a motion now for him to go ahead and approve it. To purchase a new door.
Okay, let's just.
It's security for IS.
It just takes a nod, right?
Yeah, I think we just need to spend maintenance money and get a new door. I mean, I think that door opening didn't have a door, and we retroed it from the remodels and from last year or the year before.
Do we want to follow up? We have a motion on the floor. Either we can withdraw the motion and just move forward, or
withdraw my motion.
Yeah, because they can just
put
the maintenance
issue.
Accounts payable. Yeah, that's a good use of the money to fix that door. Okay. What about the strike? Do we need to replace that, or do you want to do the door first and see what happens?
We can do the door and see what happens.
Okay.
It's certainly a good possibility that we might have to have a strike as well. This was a strike that we had to utilize from the old jail as well.
Right.
So we've kind of pieced this system together. And our worry is the security of our courthouse. We don't want
Come in that way.
Yes. Yep.
Well, I would probably just say, since I know we have maintenance budgets for buildings and grounds, if a strike is needed, I mean, we'll see it when it comes to your accounts payable.
So perfect.
Just,
right.
I would say just order it if it's necessary. I mean, I know everyone's pretty frugal. I know Renee is. So,
right.
Gentlemen, are you all right with that?
Absolutely.
If maintenance thinks
that's
it's
fine.
Necessary, to just go ahead and order it, and then we'll see it. We'll approve it at accounts payable time.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Also, on the Wellness Center, we have not discussed usage since last year.
Okay.
But in looking at the numbers, usage has increased at least 40%.
Excellent.
From last year, so that's great. A lot more employees and their families are using the facility.
Good.
So.
Good.
We are also looking at...
Can I ask you, Nikki, do we have whatever policy... for Wellness Center in writing? So,
like the guest policy? Yes.
Okay. Could I get a copy of that sometime?
You sure can.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We're also looking at scheduling a workshop in March. Because March is National Nutrition Month, we're going to have an individual from the health department come in and speak about nutrition as well as healthy heart and the importance of it.
Excellent.
Are you scheduling that in the evenings?
No. Is that something we usually have done it, you know, around the lunchtime? Sometimes we've done it in the afternoons.
Right.
I would rather that it be evening.
Okay.
Just maybe right after work, or if it's something that takes an hour or so.
Okay.
I don't want people to miss their lunch to go down and listen to something about nutrition.
Right.
So.
I'll have to check with the health department because I know their facility closes at 5.
Okay.
So I don't know if, you know.
I guess, when are you thinking in March? I mean, we're already in March. Are they
24th.
Very, okay.
We're looking at the 24th. It's a Thursday.
Okay. I mean, I'm fine either way. I mean, obviously, we want as many participants as possible. So,
correct.
If it's one session or two sessions, and or just an evening session, I'm fine.
Have we had discussions with, and I apologize for not having this knowledge, our insurance companies regarding the Wellness Center and the different programs we're sponsoring, and how does that affect our insurance rates?
We've had those discussions when we went through this process last year of getting the equipment. There's no direct, there was not a direct reduction in premiums. What the insurance companies were hoping is that by a healthier lifestyle overall, we'll start seeing a decline in the caseload, mm-hmm. you know, because of how it's priced. So we're just monitoring from a, I guess, number of, whatever, a number of cases. That's not the right word, but that's what we're monitoring. But there's no direct. Now, certain, you know, the health insurance providers, different health insurance providers provide consultative services if we want to pay for them. Some include them for free, but you know, part of it, when we redo our health insurance bid, which is, I guess, this fall we're going to do it. I think it'll be time to do it. Because I think there's Acres has done it for 2 years or 3 years, so I think it'll be time to bid it again. We can always include any Wellness Center services at that point also, if that answers your question. A lot of times I think what you're seeing the Wellness Committee do is work with the hospital and then whoever else they can get to participate to help with these work sessions.
Correct. That's all I have. Do you have any questions?
I don't.
And you say there's a 40% increase in the use of the wells. That's good information.
Yes. When we first opened the facility, because we didn't have a 24-hour access, not very many of the Sheriff's Department employees use the facility.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have crazy shifts. Now they're able to use it, mm-hmm. and a lot more.
I'd like to pursue, if I could, just for a moment, my train of thought from a second ago. I think that it would be in our best interest to talk with our carrier sooner rather than later about any programs that we might implement that would, in fact, have a direct bearing on the rates that we have for insurance. There may not be any that exist at all, but I know that some counties have seen reductions based upon programs they put in place.
Ron, in our discussions in the past, that has been brought forward, that if we would initiate different programs, that that the possibility would come for reduction in rates. But it just to have one, I think as we talk and go through, like Nikki talked about the nutrition program, the as we have the hospital come over and do the health day that they had where they come over and do the checks and all that, all those things will benefit in the future as far as maybe a possible rate reduction if they see we're making the biggest effort that we can.
Are you going to pursue the other items that are listed here with us? When you said that was all you had.
On the Wellness Center.
On the Wellness Center. Thank you.
Yes. Every year, we send a letter of support to Judge Orr in reference to the drug court over in our courtroom. They're asking for their letter of support this year. It's for a grant. We do it annually.
Is the drug court operate basically or dependent directly upon grants?
I personally cannot answer that. I can find that out.
Do the a better question than that is, do the other entities support, do they have letters of support like the City of Branson and things like that? Do they directly?
So, yes.
I thought they did in the past.
Yes.
I was just wanting to question that and see, and it might be some.
Usually Judge Orr's office calls and asks for this.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, this year the City of Branson called
because
Judge Orr's office, I guess, neglected to get this for this year.
Okay.
They wanted it earlier in the week, and I explained that you gentlemen were out of town.
Okay, help me understand. So this is supporting documentation in an effort to attain a grant.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make a motion to go ahead and sign the letter of support. We have, I think, every year.
We have.
Second.
The verbiage that's contained within this letter, and I'm assuming it's probably identical to what has happened in the past.
That is correct.
We applaud the efforts of everyone involved in the Taney County Drug Court Program. Anytime an individual deals with his or her addiction, stops the illegal use of drugs, and becomes a productive citizen, Taney County benefits. Thank you for all you do. It's been made and seconded that we adopt this letter and send it to Judge Orr. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Let me pass this around for signature.
Pass me my pen, you guard. Question. You said that was sent from the City of Branson as a request. Is that now that goes directly to Judge Orr's office,
correct,
doesn't it? Okay.
They
just a reminder from the City of Branson.
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Houseman, here's your document back.
I did on the second.
Now, young lady, don't leave me. I'm going to work you. We may have questions. Sit down. Is he going to be here?
Supposed to.
Next gentleman we have on the agenda is Enhanced Enterprise Zone Discussion. My agenda request form shows that that was Mayor Potter for 8:45. Would you check and see if he's outside? Nikki, I'm sorry. Thank you.
Well, she's waiting on him, Ron. Do you want to move on to the... it's posted, but there's no reason to visit with them about the map.
No.
So,
I mean, data sharing agreement really with Patsy here. We could go to that if you wanted to.
Right.
Patsy, would you like to come up? Where'd she? There she is. Go ahead, Seth.
First two covers.
Before we jump into that, do you want to go and send Nikki upstairs to try to get a hold of Mayor Potter?
And I may have an answer for that.
I know individually I've talked to him.
Right.
And
this had to be signed by last Monday for a participation by the county in something that they were wanting to do.
Right.
They already had a district laid out. They wanted to know if we wanted to add to that district, and they would go ahead and put it through with their paperwork.
Right.
It didn't happen last Monday, so I don't look for him to show up, just to be truthful with you. He may come and visit about to make an introduction, let people know that the last reading was, and it may have been a week ago Monday.
Right.
But anyway, this so we can move on.
Okay.
On that issue.
Would you like me to try and get a hold of him?
I mean, I don't think so. I mean,
okay.
I think his timeline expired. I think he had to have a decision. We had, if you look at the original posting, it was for the 2nd of March, and so I think this is one of those things that he talked to us individually and realized that. He can, you know, he's going to operate within his city limits, and I think that's how we left it. So,
right.
I think it's a non-issue, actually.
Right.
I mean, if he was going to show up, then maybe it was a new issue, but.
And that's the reason.
Why don't we do that, Nikki? Why don't you just call and see if there's anything changed, just out of courtesy, just to see if we had it posted today. If there was anything changed, otherwise, I really think no action is really necessary. Is it all right for Nikki to go now and do that?
Yes, and while she's there, go ahead and call Randy and John Sutee on this manhole structure deal. Have them come because we'll be, it's next on the agenda.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Linda, would you go into what we have before us?
Patsy,
I'm sorry. I need to look up, don't I?
You probably do. They switched chairs before.
That's what you get for talking and reading at the same time.
Mr. Houseman, I thought it might be glasses that you were needing. These,
that's the problem. These are brand new glasses. Patsy, it says data sharing agreement for Taney County digital geographic data sets. What have we got in front of us?
This is our general data sharing agreement that we have with other entities that we use throughout the county. Basically, the health department has approached us and would like to do some data sharing agreement. I know they've done a lot with Branson back and forth, and so they would like to work with us also now.
This is just providing data back and forth.
Yes.
They're not reselling the data, nothing like that?
No, in the agreement they're not allowed to. It's just within their own entity that they can do it. So.
I mean, that's probably the biggest issue we heard. I heard a lot this last week was data sharing agreements where other entities don't, that they are allowed to resell possibly the data?
No, not in this particular agreement. It is not. We do have an agreement like that, but this is just with them.
If I'm not mistaken, this agreement prohibits them from doing that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Paulson has reviewed this.
Yes, actually he wrote it.
Okay.
So, and it's one we've used for a number of years now. So.
And this is just between us and the animal, the health department?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
Is it because...
Huh. That's peculiar that you put that in there.
I really don't have an objection to the agreement overall, but there's a couple of questions that I have specifically. And when that time comes, I'd like to talk to counsel. So if we could put this off till Monday, would that be,
that'd be
critical?
Fine.
That would work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some wording there. He pointed out that counsel needs to look at. So.
No problem.
I mean, I'm all for it. So, I mean, I think it's just a matter of the wording, making sure that he wrote what he meant to write. Because there's some advice that he's given us that's contrary to that. So.
That's fine.
But anyway, I'm good with it. I think you guys are good with it.
Yes.
Okay. We'll just post it. We'll have it posted on Monday. Okay. Just you don't need to come back. We'll just have it done.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you. I'll send a note to Nikki to repost that. Well, she'll be here. So.
Randy, could you come on up? And I think we're waiting on Mr. Suti.
I'll tell Nikki.
She's here. How are you today?
Could we have done that at 1 o'clock if some of that wording and things were changed? I mean, we have a discussion here that's not going to take place at 1 o'clock. And couldn't we have the council change that wording that's in that and then take this up and have it out of the way at 1 o'clock instead of posting it again next week?
I don't know what Bob's schedule is, that's why. And I don't know the reason to put that wording in there. So
okay.
there may be more to it than I'm
okay,
aware
of. Okay, I just was trying to cover as much business as we can here.
I'm hoping there was a reason that he put it that way and that he may have to reword it differently. I don't know. But.
Mayor Potter is unavailable.
Okay.
I will try him a little bit later.
I don't think there's any
changes or anything.
Yeah.
And I agree with the other two commissioners. I think that we've already had that discussion with him. He's pursued each of you. I didn't get an opportunity to sit down with him, but I'm sure that that's in the future. But it's really just an update on what City of Forsyth is doing moving forward. Again, Randy, I think we're waiting on John, and we're going to be talking about the manhole structures again. Is this the ones over in the Bee Creek area?
Or? Yes. These manholes on the Bee Creek area, there's six in that area, and we did have a contractor look at them.
There comes John.
John's here. They did email him back, and I think he was going to forward that email.
I have
so
the
you
email.
Should have that.
We all
it
did.
Is going to be the amount that we'll probably have to go off the bid. So it's with mobilization and then the cost he wanted per manhole.
Rosetta Construction had the previous contract, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Their mobilization was going to be $2,500 according to this email that we just received. And then the adjustment is $500 per manhole, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So in order to move forward, I think we have to rebid.
Right. Now, is that as we went into discussion about this same issue last week, and we talked about the equipment that was necessary to come down and core the round the manhole cover and do all the work that was needed. So I don't know how to say this, but I guess in the future we need to make sure that we don't have to have that happen again. Because of this type of situation, I know that we put it out for a specific number last time. I don't know how to word the language to where it would, if something shows up during that time, that we have a different, because you have to have a number to get them to bid it.
Yeah, there was 80-some odd manholes.
80-some odd manholes that had settled last time. And
were there not specifications in place that they had to meet to prevent this problem? Whomever the contractor was that put these in?
There was a specification there in place. What happened was that in order to save money, there was a decision made that the county road bridge would be responsible through, I believe it was Jernigan, to repave the roads in the project. Well, with the contractor putting in the sewer lines and all the underground utilities, there was a question about how high to leave the manholes so the county could come back in and put the asphalt down. And there was, I ain't saying that is all of the problem, but there was always a question on how high to leave the manholes up to provide for that work to be done, and some of those were left a little low, some were a little high there, and actually that part was taken out of the part of asphalting those roads back was taken out of the original contract. So, you know, the contractor, the sewer contractor, you know, was not responsible to asphalt the roads, in which they might have had a little more control in leaving the manholes. They would be, you know, on their program and knowing how high they need to leave them to try to get this to come back flush. But, you know, there could always be a settlement issue here or there or something like that that could affect it also. But
what's the approximate cost that it's going to take us to remedy this for those six manholes?
Right now it's like $5,500. Now, when Victor's original bid, the $500 a manhole. But when he was bidding the units were 85 or 80 some odd units. He had a machine out of Colorado that actually cored these out and made the work go a lot better. He's given us the same unit price, and these are going to have to be done by hand because it's not advantageous for him to bring that machine back from Colorado just to do six manholes. So, in my opinion, the price is a very fair price. Very fair. And he is asking for the mobilization to bring his, they got to bring the steel plates back down to the area, this equipment, so on and so forth. And what they do is they'll go in and take a saw and they will cut these out and get these prepped up and ready for the concrete, because you can't have a concrete truck just run a load out per manhole. So they'll cut all these out in 1 or 2 days and have them ready. Then they'll put the steel plates over them to protect the public and, you know, and secure it. And then they'll bring a truck in, and then they will pour these, you know, with the load of concrete or whatever it takes and get that done the next day or, you know, in that process.
So, gentlemen, this does not fall within the scope of what the bid was previously. This is additional. Is that why I heard one of you say we need to go back for bids?
Right. Because the remobilization is the issue. That $2,500, if that was basically paid for another a different way, mm-hmm. which we can't, because that project, that phase of the original bid is over, and we just closed out the bid, and so.
And we'll be doing that through Linda?
Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, I suggest we just move forward and get this done.
Yep.
In the future, I would like to see a little different process taken on the concrete portion of this, because that's where they end up. I know it's a little more expense initially, mm-hmm. but I'd rather have it put in the bid specs and and not have this problem. If we do, I've been on the Bee Creek project and all those that were the 4 foot square, it looks like about 4 foot, it may be five or maybe whatever, but where that square is and the concrete's there, and that establishes the level, and it's done, it's finished at that point. So I'd like to see that take place in the bid specs from now on, whoever
now we've puts talked, those together. Yeah, we talked about this project, you know, has been transferred to the ownership through a lease agreement to the city of Branson, and if the city of Branson was to come up with, say, like $1,000 to add to this, and we stayed with $4,500 on county funds, could we maybe make this?
City of Branson's not going to come up with $1, so let's okay. just move forward.
I'm with you. We can do that. I just wish it's probably the unit prices are going to be more than it's going to, you know, put a bid spec together and all that. You know, it's going to be more than what we're looking at here. So, but that's what we have to do. That's what we'll do.
It's all right then, gentlemen. Just have him. Do we need a motion for that? Or
no, just
work with Linda and
get it out for bid.
Get it taken care of.
She knows the process.
We've got the original spec that went out, and we can probably use that as a wheel and just modify that somewhat.
Now, I know, have you assessed all the other manholes, I mean, across the whole system? Is this something, I mean, this is the first, the last bid was the first time we'd gone and done something like this.
Mm-hmm.
We caught these after the project was done. Is there any other potential ones that we need to look at and just go ahead and get those resolved?
Randy's and his people probably would be better, since they've been out there on the roadways, to address that.
It took a snow event to bring these. It took a snow event, Mr. Strophus, to bring this to the attention of some of those, and they don't have to stick up but a quarter of an inch. I got phone calls from some of the plow boys that did the snow removal, and as they go along, and if they catch one of those, they write it down, and it's brought to the attention of.
Well, let me bring up that an interesting thought, or at least something for us to speculate on. And that's the roads that are not county maintained that we put sewer lines in. Private roads. Roads that are public but not county, that have manhole covers in them that are not correct, that individuals themselves pay to have plowed and have the same problem. Who covers that expense? Does the individuals that live on the road have to get together and fix that? Will the county or sewer district be liable for that? I mean, if these problems exist in county roads, they exist in non-county roads where we tore up those roads and put the sewer in. I'm just curious.
I would say that if there's an issue like that that exists out there that's brought to our attention, and we look at it and we determine that it may have been incorrectly installed or not installed as to the specifications, we would have some responsibility to go back and take care of the problem.
Okay. There are elevation shots
through the sewer fund
for each manhole, isn't there?
Yes. Well, what we used, you know, this has been going on for 2 years, and the inspection process, I think everything that was over a half an inch difference or something to that nature is what we utilized. That's a pretty tight tolerance there, you know, half an inch, and that was the benchmark that we used to judge these through. And this identification of these, Tom Layton was involved in that. You know, Tom was the inspector on the job on that, along with, I believe, Randy. Great River Engineering had their people out there. Mr. Preston, I believe, was out there from time to time, and we looked at every manhole, and that's just why I was kind of surprised that we had these get through. I don't know if there was, in between the time of doing the inspection, you know, and to identify the manholes that needed to be addressed and actually getting the contractor out there, there was quite a bit of time. Kind of went through the bidding process. Mr. Rosetta had to wait on the machine and stuff. So did we have some settlement issue occur around these, or did they get missed somehow? You know, they could have. Anything can happen. But there was a lot of people out there trying to identify, because, you know, if we did 80 or if we did 120, it didn't matter if they needed to be done. We was fully prepared to do that. Are there any other ones out there? That's just an unknown to me. Maybe we, if you have Randy, I'm looking at Randy, I mean, if you have any other information that we might need to look at some other areas, we're definitely open to that.
It's not on a county road, though. I don't know that Randy's the person. It is assured to be a sure project.
Yeah. Well, I'm just looking at his expertise.
Right.
And stuff and dealing with those type of matters, but I understand what you're, mm-hmm. what you're saying, too.
I know that when they do those, and I was down around when they were putting those in, and they use base rock around the, right around the individual manhole that's filled up with base, and there's not supposed to be any settling at that point, but apparently we have had settling mm-hmm. over a time frame because there wouldn't be that many of them off. So compaction on those, I know probably there's probably no vibrating machine that is placed on those for compaction. We probably need to look closer at our specs concerning the manholes to make sure that we don't run into this extra cost.
Yeah.
In dealing with these on future projects, I had an idea, and it's been brought up. I've mentioned this to you, John. I've talked to a couple of engineers on it. I haven't talked to too many contractors to see at what point, how much would this add to a project if they could basically, that would be the last thing they do after they put the finished surface on is come back, identify where the manhole is, adjust to that, because then you've got a compacted finish grade to adjust to. And because right now what they're doing, they're guessing at what elevation that the paver is going to hit. Sometimes you get a little difference there. But when you've got a finished road, then come back, core these out, concrete them, then you've got something stable around that manhole structure. Mm-hmm. Is that going to add a great deal of cost to the projects? I don't know, but we're having to do this to several right now, so it's costing us at this point in time. Right. So
cutting out and replacing is a lot different than putting it in the first place.
Yeah,
so.
Right. Yeah, in a large project, I don't. It might add some, but I don't think it'd be really that significant.
Randy, can we have you come back over with our meeting at the sewer, with the sewer board at
10 o'clock?
Is it 1 o'clock?
10 o'clock.
It's 10 o'clock.
I believe.
And we'll have a discussion with them concerning this issue here. And
tell me about the 10 o'clock meeting because I wasn't aware of that. And the reason I ask is because I have a conference call at 10. But
okay. The sewer district and the county commission was going to meet at the end of our meeting last week
yes.
at 2 o'clock, and there was that meeting didn't happen. The sewer district had requested that we try to establish another meeting. They talked to Mr. Paulson. Apparently, Mr. Paulson had called upstairs to check your gentleman's schedule. There was a couple of board members had concerns of whether they could miss work to be here, but they felt it was important enough to them that the Thursday today seemed to be the day that it would work for them in order to be able to be here. So Mr. Paulson, he volunteered to find out if you gentlemen would be available, and it appeared like you would. So that was established. It's basically the meeting that was going to happen at 2 o'clock last Tuesday, but did not take place.
I was sick.
Yes, you were sick, and I believe there's another gentleman that was also sick also. And so they just wanted to reschedule it. They would like to meet with the county commission just to see what items that that need to be discussed. And that's really basically what that meeting is in regards to. And we did send an email upstairs, I believe, Monday, just to re-clarify, verify that meeting could happen, or Monday or Tuesday, before we posted it. I believe that was Monday, just to check again to make sure that we were on schedule.
So how many board members are going to be here?
I believe that all five are going to be here.
John and Randy, it was brought to my attention that Casey Road may have some issues with manhole covers or side roads.
Those have been readjusted and reworked. So.
We went back in with a fourth change order on Casey Road, didn't we?
There was three. There were three manholes down through there before. You know, our sewer line goes from Hickory Street to Blackhawk, where it connects into the city sewer, and there were three manholes there. And that, those are the ones that Victor had to go back and do by hand. I don't know any side streets or anything that we've been on yet down there that would. That's the only manholes I believe it's on there, and those are really good shape, you know, okay. That Victor's addressed.
We'll look.
Now, there might be some in Blackhawk, or but that's in the city of Forsyth, and we didn't have any sewer projects in there or anything.
We've had these manhole issues throughout the county. I think Cannonball Loop had an issue out there, and I think it was in the first manhole agreement. So,
could be. I would, in the future, we save some money there, but if we keep all of that work in with the contract, with the contractor, it's their responsibility if those are not flushed to come back and fix those,
yeah.
Not the county.
Yeah.
But, I don't know with Jernigan when they come back to re-asphalt that. I don't know where that responsibility went. You know, it seemed like if they weren't flush, that should have been their responsibility. But I don't know what the discussion was there. That goes back, you know, 2 or 3 years ago.
That is.
I mean, they were going to do that for road and bridge, and that at any rate, we addressed it.
We didn't put the second coat on that road intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
For some period of time,
yes.
Until everything was finished.
That's true.
And then we put the second coat on that road, and it looks to me like that somebody should have some responsibility for taking care of that.
Sure.
After that period of time.
Yeah. All right, so you're going to send out for bid, make sure we've got all the right manholes and there's no more missing ones out there. And
yeah, we'll
get it resolved again.
Talk to everybody that's involved and see. I'll talk with the people, city of Branch, see if they know of any out there, if they've got any calls.
Okay.
We'll just shake the trees and see what we can come up with.
We send that out for bid for a certain number, can you put on there
minimum of six?
Minimum
of six and leave it open for.
I mean, they've been open last time when we added numbers. The whole thing was we finished the bid out and they sent the equipment back, is the whole issue was.
Yeah.
So they were. We added some last time too. So I think they give us a per unit price, I believe.
Yes.
For your edification, when your meeting starts at 10 with the county commission, I'll try to wrap my call up early, although it's an hour. But for that, I can probably get my part done in a half hour.
So yeah, because he's already committed at 10 o'clock. That's why we're asking about 10 o'clock. So
yeah.
Thank you.
There's other issues
I have lots
that we
of comments,
need to talk
so
about.
I don't want to miss it. That's what.
There's other issues that we need to talk about too. So,
okay.
Jimmy,
yes, sir.
Don, come on up. Thank you, gentlemen.
Don't fall over.
Huh?
Don't fall over.
I think I saw one.
Did you?
Seems like 130. They may have fixed that.
Okay.
I just know there for a while.
What's listed next under our administrative and departmental functions? Our benefits on sheriff's funds. We have Jimmy Russell and Don Liu. Who wants to begin?
Well,
Jimmy.
Going through the budget process, whenever we put the two people into the special funds, paying their salaries out of it, we discussed it. And my understanding was that the salaries were coming out of special funds and benefits because we discussed the one fund wouldn't support the benefits, that the benefits were going to come out of the benefit line.
Out of GCR, okay.
Yeah.
And whenever I set it up, to where, and I just assumed, because it's really that we always before, whenever it come out of a fund, we just took all the benefits out of that fund, and that this may be my mistake. I just wanted to make sure.
We just want a clarification.
Clarification.
Yeah.
Well, remind me, Jim, because I remember the discussions that we had as we were going through budgetary process, was that we weren't going to take, if elected officials chose to pay employees out of other funds, one of two things. Either they weren't going to be considered employees, and it was going to be contractual labor, or any additional funds to support that official would come from that fund. I don't think we voted on that, but I know that was part of the discussion.
We discussed both those items, but we never firmed it up. That was the problem.
Okay.
And I think that this is one of those that's why Don's here, because we just didn't.
We didn't follow through on that.
We didn't follow through on that.
And I just assumed, because always before when we did it, I always took it from that fund that it's coming, the payroll's coming out of.
Is this a fund? Is it grant funding or something?
No.
Is there a question? I guess where I'm going is there a question on some of these, because it may pertain to other people that are paying individuals out of special funds. Are all those special funds, some of them, able to pay the employee but not pay the benefits?
Right, that's where I'm at.
I mean, the monies themselves cannot be used for...
It may be a statutory...
Statutorily.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Some may be statutorily. I mean, I don't think it's exclusive across the board.
Well, since we are at fault in not having reduced this to writing and clarifying it, I think that it should come out of the line item that we currently have set up for benefits within general county revenue. Do you have a problem with that, Rick?
I don't have a problem with that. I just want to make sure you guys...
I understand.
There
may be one or more others out there that we need to discuss this with, because I know specifically for the year before I came, because this came up during budget time, at least one other officer was doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And is that officer continuing to do that?
Yes, anytime. Anytime the sewer department I do that on, the recorder's office, if he does anything, he reimburses all this. And anytime, I mean, even the prosecutor, when we did it, we were reimbursed. He paid for all the taxes and stuff.
I just think that we'll move that over to general county revenue. And if you've already paid benefits out of there, is that just a correction that we can make, or do we lose that amount of funds we've already...
I just have to JE it back.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. We didn't change the policy. We did talk about it, and that's probably something we need to have more conversations about if that's the direction the commission wants to go. But regarding going this year, we didn't, I mean.
We have each of us individually been working on different policies. So when we get back together, we can talk about them and have some substance in a lot of areas. And there are a number of things that we're going to be addressing. At least there's a number on my list, so I know that's probably true for each of you.
Right. Are we going to apply this all in like a certain phase of the policy where it says contract labor and all those things that we're going to address? Is that the way you guys want to do it? I mean,
well, that's one of the many things that we're going to be discussing. Yes. But what I'd like to do is I have a number of thoughts, and each of these gentlemen I'm sure have a number of thoughts, and I want to invite each elected official and department head to come in, so that we can all sit together and talk about what will work in the best interest of the county. Because I may be thinking of something that's going to be a hardship on your department or collector or assessor or some other department that we need to have input from each one of those elected officials, and then build this policy, come to consensus, vote on the policy, and put it in place. Then we're all going to live within whatever it is that we create and come up with. But there are a number of things that need to be reduced to writing. This is one of them, so...
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Dan. And contract labor certainly is another Dan that you just brought up.
Right. That's an issue we're going to have to start dealing with here just shortly.
Well, if we're going to have contract labor, I mean, sometimes we're going to have a contract in place.
And
the elected official doesn't have a signed contract with the accounting officer's signature, there's no contract, quite frankly. And that's what I was always told anyway.
Right.
No legal contract.
No legal contract. Okay. Thank you very much, Don.
Now, we're talking about those benefits, gentlemen, and I'm going to add that discussion about the contract labor in, because that is concerns
that on your list. That'll be part of our
okay. And
policy.
You, and you don't want to go into that right now.
Well, we're not posted for it.
Well, I was going to just because it's the benefits of that's a particular department. It's wrote in there for Sheriff's Department, so I won't go into the other.
But put that on your list or any okay. other information or any other items that you want to talk about. And,
yeah.
And we will do that. We've got just a few minutes. Actually, we've got 30 minutes before we have the posted work session.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we have on here that we can talk about agenda for next week? There's just a number of things that we need to chat about.
Let me pull up my agenda.
Document.
I think at the 8:30 posting, sir, work session on personnel, courthouse policy, meetings, and agenda process, we have it posted. The second line item.
Okay.
I mean, if you wanted to talk agenda, we actually specifically talk about agenda process posting.
Well, we also have courthouse policy, and I didn't see that listed when I. So if Dan actually wanted to go into the
right.
what he was chatting about. But there are just a number of things with the agenda. One was going to be when to set up the sewer, but that's taken care of for today, at least the initial meeting.
I mean, I have a list of things that I was going to want to set up.
Can you
I mean,
run those by us?
Yeah. No particular order. These are things, unless you guys are adamantly against it, I'm going to get with Nikki and start scheduling. But one of the things I have is I got another email from Mr. Succi about the budget. I'd like to figure out how we're going to fix those specific line items that Mr. Succi has talked about. So obviously we don't have budget discussions posted, but we just need to address those so that so the sewer department's satisfied with whatever the process is. As long as they're satisfied, we're satisfied. The next thing is...
So let me keep you on that, because we need to find out what the correct process is. Because we're talking about a misunderstanding at budget time from what we were giving a nod for approval, what Rick had. We were on two different pages, and that affected three or four different departments.
Right.
So whatever that process is,
I think we're going to
Rick, we need to set up a meeting where we can all sit down and do that.
Or get our attorney to just find out, because basically if you listen to our audio, I mean, it got so crammed toward the end. Timeline, we had conversations and things may not have got changed because of finishing up printing and all that. So, I mean, I remember having specific conversations. So, the thing is the vote was as presented, but the problem was the as presented was not what we just discussed because of timing. So, I think it's more of a legal opinion because to go through the process to reopen the budget seems a lot of.
Well, I don't have any intention to increase the dollar amount that's going to be spent or to increase expenditures overall, but within the budget we need to make some corrections for on behalf of the sewer district, because I've been contacted by a couple of them, and I said we will straighten that out. We will address it. The collector had a line item issue that we need to, and that's, I think, a simple adjustment. But we need to sit down and do that so that
But that's what we have to post is how do we move forward. And I think we can't discuss it because that's really comes down to we've got to post. But that's one of the items I wanted to post is how do we get that resolved.
Well, will you have that conversation with counsel to see which direction he advises we go? I don't think this is a difficult issue.
I don't think
it's just a matter of.
Especially the one I'm confident was just a matter of me putting the wrong number in the wrong place.
Right.
As far as the sewer department, I'm confident that either John thought that I had the same things he had or didn't realize that. And even though we just sat here and discussed that, and we do know that we want them to be able to proceed with projects that are, good projects for them to do. And I think we appropriated that money. They're just not in the line of that they want. And so I'm not sure that we need to do anything besides adjust that.
Okay. All right.
I'll just ask. I'll ask council, and then we'll post that appropriately. Next thing we wanted to talk about was the next thing I wanted to talk about or post is I'd like to have some meaningful discussion about setting up evening meetings. We had talked about it. That's something I'd liked from the very beginning when I first started 2 years ago, in creating the right, you know, and getting consistent. So if it's once a month, if it's every other month, and then a rotation so that, you know, if we get in a rotation where people know that we'll be in Branson on this evening, then the participation level will go up. In order to get a good participation level, which is what we're hoping to do, we need to be consistent so they know when we're going to have it. And we'll probably slowly start seeing some increased numbers, you know, because we talked about even an evening meeting here would make a big difference. You know, just in the courthouse would make it. So I'd like to get that posted. The next thing is something like what we just kind of had to talk about was, you know, we have a handbook policy book that I worked on last year with some help of an HR resource we were afforded. Got close to completion, but then stopped because of a bunch of things toward the end of the year. Basically, ran out of time at the end of the year. You know, what we need to do is,
Jim, you said handbook policy, personnel policy.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
The handbook personnel policy book. But we need, you know, obviously, feedback, buy-in from the other elected officials. We need consensus here. So we need all those things. But I'd like to get that, you know, that item assigned to somebody to start working on it. Another thing is, before we had left town, we had a banquet meal with the Missouri Extension office. And Missouri Extension has resources. I believe they are assigned out of Columbia, which is their headquarters, to help us with our P&Z handbook. I would like to see if we could not tap on them. I believe it was Clay County, maybe another county, but they wrote some handbook. They wrote some P&Z code books.
Camden County.
So what I'd like to see is us tapping on them to help us also get this code book finalized. So maybe setting up a meeting with, you know, getting the names from Columbia, the VO Wayne. Wayne's not the person because he's the local office. It would be someone from Columbia, but seeing what resources we have there, because I just want to make sure we're focused on getting this P&Z code book redone, like we had spent money and energy and effort on.
If you don't mind, I would take the lead in chatting with somebody from Columbia, in that I used to chair the statewide council.
I'll just take it off my list. When you're ready, you can post
it. We're going to talk about it during the posting, but I'll go ahead and make a preliminary call if that's all right.
And when you're ready, why don't you post it then?
That is a resource that in the past I used probably more than any other resource that was available to counties was University Extension.
Right.
Through Columbia. It was just a tremendous resource.
Can we keep on going?
Don't leave.
Oh, no,
don't leave where you were at, because when we were talking about extension and we promised them at that meeting that we would try to get it maybe to the news media about their tax VITA program. And I don't think we brought that up in an open session, but it is available, and they wanted it, as we had the discussion, they wanted it brought to the attention that they do have that program available.
I think Anita was supposed to send us that press release that they've done.
It's just an informational deal.
Right. VITA, you guys know what the VITA program is? Okay. I've got a flyer and just...
Have them make contact with
Right. Them. We had... Last year, the VITA program served 1,100 families in Taney County, and at this point, they were up to over 500 as of last week. And
Ron, the reason I brought that up is because Jim and I attended that meeting, and you were very sick at that time, and they wanted that announced the next Monday, and we
right.
we didn't make it happen. So
right.
It's just an informational thing that needed to be put out there. Who would they contact? Who would the press contact?
Anita over there. She heads the BIDA program for Missouri Extension. But anybody in the Missouri Extension, Wayne can get them in touch with Anita or Crystal or any one of those people in that office.
I just didn't want to move away from that because you brought it up and it was...
Right. Another thing I'd like to make sure we don't drop the ball on is we had brought in Dave Woolery to help do some research and information gathering on the possible consolidation of 911 and dispatch. How we left it was we wanted Dave to be, since he was integral in starting and who set it up originally, we had talked about having him do some research and gather all that information. So I'm not sure where the ball is right now. If he was supposed to come back to us with an offer or a contract, if we were supposed to extend to him a contract, how do we want to move forward with that, Mr. Hausman?
I have one of my many callbacks is to him this morning when I got in, and I haven't called him as yet, so I will be calling him. But I have no problem if you want to chat with him about that or Dan. But what I think we had left the other day was for him to come back with a proposal regarding and then move forward. Was that not...
See, I don't remember. That's the thing. I wrote it down. I don't remember how we left it.
I'll call Dale. I'll call Dave.
I can do it. It doesn't matter.
No, I will.
Okay.
I have to call him anyway.
So, Ron, you got that one. Okay. Now, one thing I was just going to throw out, I had an opportunity to visit with Boone County Commissioners at our last conference. And I saw Greene County, by the way, yesterday in D.C. and talked to them too. But Boone County has offered a site visit to come look at some processes that they have implemented over the years. And it seems like it would behoove us because our growing pains is something they've already gone through. And they've made it available to us to come do a site visit and talk about, you know, multiple areas that we're looking at, such as handbook policies. Some is how they work with their sewer department, their sewer district.
Human resources.
Some of it is from, you know, payroll and benefits. Some was. Meeting process and agenda. I know we've been talking about how we're trying to revise. They've changed their process. So there's a few things there. Cape County has also expressed interest in inviting us over there. They're a little larger than us also.
Both?
And Jasper. Debbie's from Jasper.
No, she's from Polk.
And Steve is from?
Yes, from Jasper.
Jasper. That's Jasper's the other one who has expressed.
And when you say site visit, are you talking about us three making a trip? Or are you talking about us three and perhaps some personnel within the courthouse?
I think at least the commissioners.
Or us. And then, because I'm very interested in how Cape and how Boone County can work more miles with half the staff we have.
Yeah, Cape has...
How are they doing that?
Cape has 35 employees, same amount of miles of roads that they maintain, and they do it for a fraction of the cost. Boone's the same way. And
Cape's understandable because it's so flat. I can understand part of it anyway.
Well, but we don't do a lot of construction of roads. We're just resurfacing. I mean, it doesn't... Anyway, they've got some interesting numbers they've been sharing with me, and so that was another area was the road maintenance program, how...
Some of it's flat.
Well, yeah, it would be some of it.
Some of it's...
Yeah. There would...
Wow.
That would... It probably wouldn't take care of all of that. It would justify some of it.
No, it's not just R&B, though. There's a number of departments that they are...
Much leaner.
It's just incredible when you...
And the other thing I just had on my list was we have numerous vacancies of positions that were funded for the 2011 budget year that we need to take some action on. And that if that's setting up interviews, if it's posting positions, but there's a lot of positions that...
So that should be part of this conversation?
I believe it needs to be.
Okay.
I mean, that's something else we're going to have to decide how we're going to fill some of these positions so we can get some, continue to move forward as a county. That was majority of my list, the meetings I like to get set up.
There are, and to add to that, I think there are possibly about two more boards that we need to go ahead and fill positions on.
That's right.
That needs to be posted for next week probably, and go ahead and do those.
Right.
I can think of two. There may be more.
I know there's sewer and transportation.
Did this top one?
And
Board of Adjustments. They're
BOA. BOA, right.
0764. If you gentlemen don't mind, before we come to the meeting and have a vote, is there a way that you could give me the individuals' names that you're contemplating? And I don't mean right now. But
it's in the book. I haven't looked. I don't have any names.
Okay.
Yeah, they're all...
The names are in the book, and I haven't looked through them either.
I just know we've got to get a decision. We've got to move forward on that.
When you say in the book, that's the one that was put together recently?
Yeah, it's been together. It's been constantly revised. Yes, it's the board book that we've got up there.
Revised within the last 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So applicants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I think the applicants are broke down by department or by where they want to serve. So there's not one spot that has all the applicants. It has... You know, if you're going to BOA, then I think all the applicants are in the BOA section of the book.
Right.
If you're going to sewer or you're going to whatever, it just there are specific requests that they have placed.
Within our courthouse policy, still meeting agenda process, et cetera, what we're discussing right now, I want to add HR. I know you mentioned a minute ago, but I didn't hear you specifically ask to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Just as part of the general discussion.
Sure.
And legal.
Right.
As we know through our list of contracts and things that we've been taking place, that this legal team needs to be a priority.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's stacking up on... Bob on the many different issues that he has.
Economic development also.
Yeah.
But that can be considered in one of your personnel vacancies, that I guess.
Right.
All right. More, Jim? Gentlemen, would it be all right to go into a 10-minute recess until you begin the meeting with the
right
sewer district board?
Yep.
And that's their meeting, so there will not need to be any of us. Our comments
It's their meeting? Where's it going to be?
It's our meeting.
Okay. What I'm saying is, are we going to need to swear one of us in as temporary presiding, Ron? If you're going to be out.
I don't know.
Legally.
I think it's our meeting, too. So.
I mean, we've got to post.
It's a dual meeting. We're both having a quorum, so we have to open both meetings. Because we'll both have quorums.
The meeting's already open. It's
we gotta swear one of us in.
Okay. Then we'll do that. I suggest you do that at 10 o'clock. And we'll stand in recess until 10. Is that
yep.
right?
Yep.
Done.